Welcome to another episode of Jay's Learning School, where you receive fun lessons to help understand and speak better English. Are you on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok? Then be sure to follow me for fun, free, weekly English lessons. Just follow the links in the description section of this episode. Now it's time for today's lesson. Well, hello, students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay. On today's lesson, I will teach you different ways to express the emotion sad in English. Now, it's essential to enrich our vocabulary to better communicate our feelings. So let's dive into five alternative expressions for the word sad. The first way to say sad is by using the term downhearted. When someone is downhearted, they feel very discouraged. It's a way to convey a sense of sadness. So, for example, you may say, after the loss in the championship game, the team was visibly downhearted. Or you may say, I asked my daughter why she was so downhearted, and she told me because her boyfriend broke up with her. Another expression or word that you can use to express sadness or the word sad is crestfallen. Now, I must admit, this is not a popular term, but it is a word that you can use. This word describes a deep sense of disappointment or dejection, often visible through facial expressions or body language. So try this sentence. You may say, she looked crestfallen when she realized she had missed her flight. Or you may say, he looked very crestfallen after he realized he failed the test for the third time. Okay, another way that you can express sadness in English is by using the word blue. Now, of course, blue is a color, but let's explore this. Saying you feel blue means that you're experiencing sadness or a state of melancholy. Okay, now I want you to practice using blue in a sentence by saying the rainy weather makes a lot of people feel blue. Okay, they feel sad, or some people get really depressed when it rains. I've learned that we need rain, because if we don't have rain, seeds won't grow, trees won't grow, we won't have fruit and other beautiful flowers that God has blessed us with. Okay, another way that you can express sadness is by using the word mournful. Now, mournful carries a tone of deep sorrow, especially when you're talking about someone who is bereaving maybe something or someone that they lost or something, or someone has died. The old song, you may say, filled the room with a mournful atmosphere, bringing back certain memories. Or you may say, when the family dog died for about 8 days, everyone was quite mournful. So mournful is a word that you can use to express sad or sadness. Finally, this one is kind of like the first one, but it's disheartened. Okay, disheartened. Similar to downhearted, it's a feeling of sadness, loss. When a person feels hopeless or their spirit is somewhat down or broken. Okay, so you may say, despite their hard work, the constant setbacks left them feeling disheartened. Wow, have you ever been disheartened because of setbacks? I know I have. So let's recap. We've explored five ways to express sad in English: downhearted, crestfallen, blue, mournful, and disheartened. Each term adds a unique nuance to the emotional spectrum, allowing for more effective or precise communication. So make sure you practice these words, because as language learners, expanding our emotional vocabulary enables us to convey our feelings with greater depth and accuracy. Okay, so remember, The English language is rich with expressions that capture the complexities of our human emotions. Hey, my name is Jay. I hope you have enjoyed today's lesson. Oh, wow. I have had a great time. Did you know I have a podcast? I will place the link down in the description and you can listen to my English lessons when you're on the go. If you have enjoyed today's lesson, be sure to leave a like and share it with a friend and subscribe if you're not a subscriber. As always, I hope you join me on my next English lesson. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jay's Learning School. Be sure to join me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Watch free English lessons, ask a question, or leave a comment. Just go to my website, jayslearningschool.com, for all of my social media account links. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.